Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get up while we fall. Please answer when he calls.
just listen to my voice. In this world, you gotta make the right choice. It's not about rich or fame. During hard times, just switch up your game. My heart matches my body, my soul, my spirit. My people, can you feel it? Our God is the realest. Reaching for the stars, walk with me. Cause we gonna make it far. I've been places, I've seen faces. Very unhappy, not a devil trying to try me. But my faith is power, so I'm scared that coward. So I keep flowing like the shower. Minute by minute, hour by hour, I become my dream. Every day, I become my king. Keep a lookout, cause he's coming like a thief in the night. Get ready, no more fights.
Good night, everybody. Good night, everybody. It's your host, Joseph the Dreamer, and I have Megar Rachi on here, the co-host. Megar Rachi, can you hear me?
What's up? What's up?
What's going on, my brother?
What's up, bro? All
right, so what we're going to do, basically, I'm going to go ahead and start off with a spiritual prayer. I would like to thank everybody that's been on here listening from Twitter world, the Facebook world, the digital world, worldwide. Lord Yahweh, I would like to actually to give us strength to know what we have to say, to give the right words, to rise up people, and so they could know thyself, and so they could just be more than conquerors. Through you, Lord Christ. Lord Yahweh, give us strength, Most High, and to speak and to lead, not just to speak, but to be leaders as one, as unity, as 13 love, 13 prospect. And Lord, give us strength. In your name, Yahweh, I pray in your blood. Amen. Same topic we're going to talk about from Friday and Saturday, Black History Month. Megar Rachi, what you want to cover from those for Friday, basically, what you was covering for Friday? So just to have like a little reminder, you know, for those that's still catching up for the show, like, you know, that's listening, I want you to give them like what we was talking about, you know, tell them what we was talking about from Friday, and, you know, just to, you know, give a little reminder.
Yeah, we basically, you know, need unity in the community. That's what we need. You know, there's a lot of crimes going on in the neighborhood. You know, low-income places had a high crimes. So, basically, you know, we need unity in the community. You know, like, you know, we're basically talking about Martin Luther King parade. Every time you go out there, somebody die, you know. So, you know, that need to stop. You know what happened with Martin Luther King? You know, he fought for peace and he got assassinated for that. You know, so that's what basically we need, you know, unity in the community. You know, because dudes, they don't know how to shoot. You know, they'll probably have an AK at Martin Luther King parade. They see a target, they'll shoot everybody up besides the one they meant to shoot. You know, that's stupid. You know what I'm saying? They want to be soldiers, but they don't know how to use it. You know what I'm saying? They're killing innocent bystanders. You know? And, you know, and people need to stop, like, the influence and start with music. You know? They popping mollies now. When the music start coming out, popping mollies. They want to pop mollies.
It's a trend, man. You know, monkey. You do, you see what I'm saying? They see other people doing it, so they do it, you know, and that's how they create more zombies through music, through movies or whatnot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right. They control the whole nation. They control us by doing that through music, you know what I mean? What they do, they use our so called black brothers out there with their music just to control a whole population of slaves, you know, because, you know, they're enslaving the mind out here, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, they stay on their phones, you know, with the earplugs or the headphones, you know. You know, they just tuned in, you know, a lot of stuff. But if they tuned in to the right things, No.
It goes
just
how
it is. You know, that's one influence.
You know, that, man, you know, history repeats itself, man. History repeats itself, you know. People going wild, going crazy out here, man. They don't know what's going on. Some people know what's going on, but some people don't know what's going on, and they're going wild. And spirits out here, demonic spirits is possessing people out here, and they don't know what's possessing them. So I'm saying? Basically, it's the tablets, the TVs, the television, the media, you know, all these things at one time in one week that could bring damage to you, and then all of a sudden, you know, you fall into suicide. That's why we have to stay in prayer and knowing thyself and rise up ourselves and love ourselves to love other people, because how you going to love other people if you don't love yourself? And there's a lot of people out here talking about Jesus. A lot of people out here talking about Jesus or whatnot. I know we're not even on topic, but we still got to say what we got to say.
It's still in Black history, but, you know, keep going.
Yeah, you know, people talk about Jesus or whatnot, but they don't talk about themselves. They don't rise up themselves. They talk about other people. They feed off of other people's energy. They talk about people on television, but they don't rise up themselves. That's why God himself say, take the beam at your own eye. You know what I'm saying? Because you have to build yourself and rise up yourself to be a leader. Because they say only the righteous shall judge. Matthew 24 is explaining about everything. People's heart is getting waxed cold or whatnot. You know what I mean? Because I was talking to this girl not too long ago, telling her, you know, I'm a type of person, like to wake up people. I like to say what I got to say. But she was like, you know, she don't really, you know, she don't have no problem with that or whatnot, but she don't care about people right now. She don't care for people. When she told me that, Matthew 24 came up to my mind. I'm like, wow, people's hearts shall be waxed cold in the last days due to the fact that there's so many murder. She was talking about there's so many murder, there's kids being raped or whatnot. At the end of the day, she don't want to deal with nobody but herself. When she told me that, I'm like, wow. So I'm like, you know what? Yeah, you know, that's part of the prophecy is told that people's hearts gonna be wise cold. So, you know, like nation against nation or whatnot, people not coming together. Black, you know, I ain't gonna keep using black, but melanin people, ancient Kemetic people, not coming together, you see what I'm saying? And it brings a lot of fire in the earth. It brings that energy, that Mother Nature, you know what I mean? Help me out, Mangarachi. Help me out. Nature.
It brings
the nature
down.
Yeah.
Yeah, that brings, you know, Mother Nature down, basically with the women, you know. You know, they part of the cycle, you know, a woman have a cycle and also earth, so. If the woman in a bad state, the earth is, you know, so that's just how it is, you know. But, so, got to just raise up the woman. So, if you raise up the woman, then the earth will be better than it is not. So, that's what I think that should happen. Because, you know, they're in a lower state, you know, they're in a bad bitch mode. You know, that's what they all want to be named.
There's more women than men in this world.
Yeah, because you know a lot of dudes getting incarcerated. You know, they're going to jail or they
incarcerated. Not just that, the system, they twist up that system and they put confusion and they put homosexuality out there.
Yeah,
that is part of it too.
A lot of dudes
stop reproduction. And then not just that, they put the skinny jeans out there. So saying, once they put that skinny jeans, once they threw these New York rappers out from years ago, because I got to throw in the New York rappers and the hip hop part of things also. Once they threw the rap artists out there that's speaking intelligent, you know what I mean, waking up their peoples or whatnot. Baggy pants, whatnot. So I'm saying, dressing businessmen like, you know, like Nas, for example, like the song "I Know I Can." Once they threw that out, that's when they threw out this whack ass music, excuse my language, and dumbed down music out there with skinny jeans on to stop reproduction, you know, to start the reproduction of young teens and males out here to have kids. You know what I'm saying? And these skinny jeans, you know what I mean? You can't even breathe, dog. How you going to wear skinny jeans? Women wear skinny jeans, man.
Yeah.
It was brought out from the 90s. I believe it was brought out from the 70s or the 80s, between that. No, the 60s, matter of fact, 50s and 60s. Skinny jeans was out there. You know what I'm saying? And they want to stop. They actually want to start depopulation. They want to do depopulation. That's the reason why they're doing this. You know what I'm saying? And they want to put their own kind in this earth. I don't want to go too much in details. That's going to be another subject, but I don't want to go too far, man. But because I'm already going far in the basically, you know, demonic race or whatnot. Or alien race, whatever they want to call them, you know what I mean? They want to go ahead and depopulate and take over human vessels in this earth. You know what I'm saying? It's just like the Genesis, you know what I mean? When the fallen angels fornicated with the women of the earth, and then you see, you know, what they call them, humanoids or whatnot. But we'll talk about that next week, but Black History Month, we got to stick to that subject.
Yeah, you know, if there's no unity, we as a people wouldn't have nothing to show for ourselves. You know, we don't have nothing to show right now. So, you know, we need more doctors. We need to have our own system, our own schools. You know, you need more leaders, you know, like more preachers that, you know, preach truth in the communities instead of, you know, doctrines that's not even real, you know, telling lies, but, you know, give them the real history. And, you know, you need more scientists, you know, you need something to show because we don't have
We don't need no more rappers, man.
Too many rappers.
Yeah, man. We don't need too many rappers or actors. We don't need none of that right now, man. We don't.
Yeah, no, we don't need that.
Yeah, man. We don't need nothing. We don't need no more rappers. Seriously, like, I'm on that real talk right now. Like, you know, everything is changing. The earth is changing. The industry is changing. Everything around us changes, so it's like we have to make the right choice to educate ourselves, get ourselves prepared, train ourselves to be militant, because that's what the Spirit of God is telling me, to start training myself to be militant. You know what I mean? Working out more, eating good, staying in meditation and prayer every single day, 7 days a week, nonstop, day and night, because Yahweh say you have to pray and meditate day and night. You know, if you want to be Christ-like, you have to think Christ-like. You see what I'm saying? And the thing is about churches out here, you know what I mean, the religion, some of them do teach that, but they teach half of it. And that's when everybody goes in beast mode or confusion mode or whatnot, and doing the same thing all over again, and then go on their knees and they pray and repent, and they go back and doing the same thing in the world, due to the fact that people out there don't have that knowledge. When I told my mom this, right, like about a day ago, I told her, you know, these things I know. She said, you know, once, you know, that she was telling me about the doctrine about when Adam and Eve or whatnot, you know, eat the tree of knowledge, you know, and God forbid that we don't supposed to eat too much of that knowledge or whatnot. It's forbidden. But I told her that doctrine is false.
Yeah.
I want you to correct me, Megarachi, if I'm wrong.
Yeah, that is false. And, you know, really the first people was called Adam, because it shows you that in Genesis. It shows you that chapter 5, verse 1. So if you go to your Bible, it'll show you. you know, that was the first people. It shows you Genesis chapter 5, verse 1 and verse 2. It shows you that, you know. So that was like the first people. It was called Adam, you know, like with the Bible, you have to like break it down.
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of times it's plural, but you gotta know how to break it down. You know, because it's been switched up times, and they still switching up the Bibles until this day. The word,
this Bible dealing with codes.
Yeah.
Bible codes. People think, you know, it's just, you know, you're reading it, pray, but it's, you have to ask the Holy Spirit to give you knowledge and wisdom. People are afraid. It's like people are afraid to get knowledge and wisdom. They're afraid to go deep.
Yeah, knowledge. Yeah.
When you let fear come in, that's when the enemy come in at the same time, and he feeds you garbage. You see what I'm saying? That, why would you be afraid to receive the knowledge of God, but you're not afraid to receive a master's degree? You see what I'm saying? A bachelor's degree. or watching mad movies and playing video games, but people out here or so-called teachers tell you, oh, don't go deep to the knowledge. You're going too far. You see what I'm saying? What is they afraid of? That you're going to rise up as a king? You're going to rise up and be Christ-like? That's the reason why they're afraid of us going deep to our roots and our knowledge? Past Black History Month. You see what I'm saying? Way past being a Hebrew Israelite. Way past that, going further to the beginning. Because remember, the Alpha and Omega, he's the beginning and the end. He didn't came to destroy the law, but he came here to fulfill. So people just water down doctrine. They watered down the doctrine even more so we could fall into the beast, the belly of the beast, the belly of the dragon, and go get swallowed up. Because they said the earth will swallow you up. You see what I'm saying? The earth will swallow you up. And that's for those that's going to be left behind. That's the reason why we have to rise up our vibration.
Yeah.
Let me go in the commercial right quick, and then we'll go back to the topic, and we'll finish off. But we, Garage, you got any topics for next week, for next Friday?
Yeah, we got.
Okay, well,
we'll talk about.
We'll give a little preview, a little glimpse on what we're going to talk about next Friday, next weekend. Matter of fact, you know, after the commercial.
All right.
What do I say? I'm blessed. huh? Is it the car that I drive or the place that I rest or the way that I dress now, now? It's the cause of my pride, the stage and the set on my face and the press now, now? The applause is dies when the praise is blessed if my face is depressed now, yeah? Cause my value of works and the volume of the work I produce and the proof and the proof. It's a prize and a curse that's defined by the first when the truth is true. Man, I won't feel like I don't wanna live no more, no more, no more, hey. Cause they don't like me like they did in 04, 04, 04. So I swallow my pride and power by God, I'm complete in him. He's got peace, I've peace, I'm in. In his presence, weak his strength, weak his kin, weak his brethren, weak his lips. Please forget me, Jesus Smith. Get in my sin and I find my worth to the Jesus friend.
I'm not the shoes I wear, I'm not the clothes I buy, I'm not the house I live in, I'm not the car I drive, I'm not the job I work with. You can't define my words. I'm not the long black friend. My identity is found in Christ. It's found in Christ. Yeah, done, changed, well. Is that her? Well, it's hard to tell. But she's so caked up in all that makeup. It's like she's trying to make up for what she ain't, but she's a saint, but so confused. Cause she's been rejected by all these dudes. They tell her on a skeleton she's true, but that ain't true. But she only knew in Christ she is loved, she's secure and accepted. Never be rejected by God who's elected her. Her beauty is a godliness, and she ain't got a front it cause it's obvious. Identity is found in the God we trust. Any other identity was self-destruct. Our identity is found in the God we trust. Any other identity was self-destruct.
I'm not the shoes I wear, I'm not the clothes I buy, I'm not the house I live in, I'm not the car I drive, no. I'm not the job I work. You can't define my words. I'm not the long black friend. My identity is found in Christ. It's found in Christ.
Okay, okay. I'm your host, Joseph the Dreamer, and I have my co-host, Megarachi, online, finishing this topic, Black History Month. And the topic we're going to bring up for Friday, what is the topic we're going to bring up for Friday all through the weekend?
Right, we should get into Pan-Africanist with W.E.B. Du Bois, the NAACP.
Okay. Okay, so you say what, plain Africanist?
Yeah, Pan-Africanist, P-A-N-Africanist.
Okay, Pan-Africanist, okay, cool. All right, so we're going to jump on that topic next weekend. Be sure to tune in. I would like to give a shout-out to Hugo the Boss that's supporting this online radio, Block Talk Radio, Faith is Power. And you know faith is power because faith without works is dead. And we have to, you know, be Christ-like. It's our inner being to control our minds and do what we have to do, doing what we sent to do, and that's to conquer and to build and to build foundation. Even though the world, even though everything is changing now, and all these problems that's happening in this world, don't pay attention to the illusion. Just do what you got to do. You see what I'm saying? That's going out for everybody out here that's listening in this Twitter world, Facebook, people that's addicted to Facebook and Twitter. You know, please wake up. Please, please. You know, get out of the illusion. Do what you got to do. You know, rise up that self and you know, be Christ-like. You know, it's about that time, man. Don't listen to those people say, oh, you can't not be perfect. Oh, come on now. Practice does make perfect now. You see what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not saying that we're going to be the almighty, but we could be mighty through him. You see what I'm saying? And then conquer. But, yeah, man, we're going to go ahead and close the segment. It's 11:30. I would like to thank everybody that's listening. And everybody that's been supporting Faith is Power Radio for a couple of years, you know, we're going to do big things this year and the year after, you know, beyond, you know what I mean? And just take it from there, man, and do what we have to do. Anything you got to say, Megarachi, before we close the segment? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, anything you got to say before we close up?
Yeah, well, Yeah, dog. Well, we're gonna get into, you know, we're gonna get into Pan Africanist with Booker T. Washington, or W.E.B. Du Bois, and you know, with Frederick Douglass. You know, we're gonna get into, you know, the NAACP. You know, like with Pan Africanist, you know, that's like something they started, you know, for all African people that's in the continent. You know,
yeah.
It really is Ethiopian, but, you know, that's an organization, you know, something good they started.
Okay. Well, you know, thanks, Megaraji.
Yeah, you know, another
for...
thing, you know, the same thing, you know, we need unity in the community, you know, stop the killings, you know, stealing your,
no,
you know, stealing
not.
From your brother.
No, not.
You know,
even though people don't believe that we can't stop nothing, even though people don't believe that we can't come together, that's the reason why we can't come together, because they don't believe, knowing that the human mind, and once everybody think alike, that power, you know, of the enemy or whatnot, will stop from doing what we got to do. That's why we have to think positive. We have to think beyond heights and think, you know, hope.
Beyond the third dimension,
and,
yeah.
A nation come together. So the human mind is a powerful thing. The human mind is a powerful thing. So if everybody think the same way, oh, this is not gonna, we can't help each other. Let everybody kill each other. Let's not do nothing about it. Guess what? The whole human race is gone, bro.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, we're gonna go ahead and finish that off. But I would like to go ahead and close this with a prayer. Thank you, Lord Yahweh, for everything, for using us to speak and speaking our minds. Cover those that's around the world. Cover those in Africa. Cover those in. I mean, cover those in Ethiopia. I had to correct myself. Cover those in Ethiopia.
Yeah, don't know it's Africa. Yeah, Africa. There you go.
Africa, everywhere around nations, our so-called Negroes, Hebrews, whatnot, cover those people that's hungry in the street. Lord Father, let them rise up. Let them wake up. Lord Father, for those that don't want to hear, just let them hear anyway, Lord, and let us continue doing what we got to do. In your name, Yahweh, Alpha and Omega, I am that I am. Amen.
Amen.
Have a blessed night, everybody. Thank you for listening. Faith is Power Radio.
I watch your face while you are asleep.
Yeah.
Arresting grace.
This is for you, hate.
I want to keep.
This is for everybody around the world. That's going through a lot. Yeah. And there is only one God. The Lord is our light, all the pain at night, He shines through darkness. I pray for my people that's lost, that's why He was on the cross for our sins. This world's no more, so I not help the poor. Natural disaster, earthquake, Haiti, that's where my parents' birthplace is crazy. I'm still fighting with myself, holding on the truth. It's not good for your health, time is running out, so keep strong. Even the road is long, so just keep faith. Love people that hate, don't look back. Family, friends, love them to the end. Here, grab my hand, and let's be a rock like the band. And jump up and be God's biggest fan. Let's go and follow Him to the road that's no longer cold. God help us all, let's get up while we fall. Please answer when He calls. In this world, you gotta make the right choice. It's not about rich or fame. During hard times, just switch up your game. My heart matches my body, my soul, my spirit. My people, can you feel it? Our God is the realest. Reaching for the stars.
devil trying to try me, but my faith is power. So I'm scared that coward, so I keep flowing like the shower. Minute by minute, hour by hour, I become my dream. Every day, I become my king. Keep a lookout, cause he's coming like a thief in the night. Get ready, no more fight.
Overcome everything, no obstacles. Hold on, live your dreams.